This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 496 for Thursday, July 27th. I'm Adam Bulishotti. The ICE Futures canola market returned to a sell-off on Thursday following weakness in vegetable oils. August Chicago soil nearly lost 2 U.S. cents per pound, while Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed were both down. Crude oil was up more than $1 U.S. per barrel after another decline in the United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Wednesday's close. The November canola contract was down $7.30 per ton at $823.50. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were both in negative territory, while wheat was mixed with positive bias. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly export sales report, net sales for 2022-23 U.S. corn were 314,200 tons for the weekend of July 20th, up 33% from the previous week. Meanwhile, export sales for 2023-24 U.S. corn were 335,800 tons, half of which went to Canada. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported 1.094 million barrels of ethanol produced per day for the weekend of July 21st, 24,000 more than the previous week. Ethanol stocks went up by 62,000 barrels to 23.228 million. Temperatures in the high 30s are expected for much of the U.S. Midwest this week, with some areas in the 40s. Light rains are expected from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. The September corn contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.33. For the weekend of July 20th, export sales of old crop U.S. soybeans totaled 198,500 tons, up considerably from the week before, while 544,600 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans were sold, half of which were slated for China. For soy meal, 159,800 tons of old crop were sold, down 41% from the previous week, as well as 114,000 tons of new crop. Old crop export sales for soy oil totaled 2,100 tons. Brazil's Paranagua port had a 50-year high in shipping volumes, with approximately 6.6 million tons of soybeans shipped during the first half of the year. The August soybean contract was down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.32. The November contract was down 22 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.98. Export sales for new crop U.S. wheat were 233,200 tons for the weekend of July 20th, up 37% from the previous week. The second day of the North Dakota Spring Wheat Quality Tour showed an average yield of 36 bushels per acre. USDA attachés project 108 million tons of wheat production in India, as well as 35.8 million tons for Canada. Russia attacked another port in the Odessa region of Ukraine overnight, killing a security guard, while Russian President Vladimir Putin promised to deliver 1.5 to 3 million tons of free grain to six African nations. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.13. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $8.67. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.04. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, July 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.